Boswell Media Sports.
You're tuned in to Lake Academy playoff basketball on this Tuesday afternoon. And the road to playoff gold for both the boys and girls Lake Academy basketball teams takes them through the Delta this week as the North 4A tournament for MAIS takes place on the campus of Pillow Academy. And that's where we are, both boys and girls in action this afternoon, playing afternoon matinee games to get this tournament started. And we're glad you're with us on Kix 96, on the Kix 96 mobile app, and with the audio stream at Kix96News.com. Click on the Listen Live tab on the right-hand side of the screen, and you've got Lake Academy basketball. We've got boys coming up here first at 1 o'clock, and then the girls tip off at 3. I'm Philip Palmertree, glad to be along and take the wheel for a little bit on this journey for the fifth consecutive season. Melvin Wooten, the regular voice of Lake Academy Sports, has duties in lovely Decatur this afternoon with East Central Community College softball. And so I get the privilege of telling you the story of the Lake Academy Rebels and Lady Rebels as they open play in the quarterfinals of the North 4A tournament. Got, as I mentioned, boys action today. Boys are playing the home team, Pillow Academy, here in just a few minutes. And then at 3 o'clock, it'll be the number one seed out of District 2, Lake Academy Lady Rebels, taking on the Lady Generals of Washington School. We'll bring you both ball games. Teams are out on the floor doing their shooting drills and layup drills, crowd gathering in. As I know Melvin's told you last week through the district tournament, tickets are restricted for these postseason events this year, of course, because of COVID-19 protocols. Limited number of seats available, and those vouchers are available only through the players for their families. So there's a limited number there. No general public admission apart from those who have MAIS season passes. So unfortunately, those of you who love to take some time and travel and cheer on the red and blue, don't get to do that this year. But we're glad you're here with us on Boswell Media Sports coverage of today's game between the Rebels and the Mustangs. Your Lake Academy boys 10-16 on the year, but they've played their best basketball of the season last week in the district tournament over in Louisville, finishing second, getting a win over higher seed Heritage in the semifinal game. And so maybe they can keep that momentum going against the home team, District 3 seed Pillow. The Mustangs 7-11 this season under head coach Nick Prather. The teams are buzzed over to the sidelines, and that means it's time for us to tell you about the Morris Pharmacy starting lineups for the ball game. First for Pillow, they'll put on the floor two seniors, a junior, and two sophomores. The seniors, big man Frazier Rose, senior Laws McCool, junior Nelson Hodges, and then the sophomores, Drew Lamb and Hayes Bennett. So for the Mustangs, Rose, McCool, Hodges, Lamb, and Bennett. For Leak, your starting five will be four seniors and a sophomore. The seniors, Nick Sprayberry. Well, for we continue with our Morris Pharmacy starting lineup, so we're going to pause for the prayer and national anthem, and we'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back with the tip-off after this on Boswell Media Sports.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area, and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out InSports. InSports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. InSports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? InSports has that too. InSports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with InSports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community. South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
Baptist Leak strives to offer the care you need locally. You can now have your mammogram on our state-of-the-art mobile mammography unit. Call 601-267-1151 to make your appointment. Baptist Leak, making your health care our number one priority.
Boswell Media Sports.
The starting lineups are being announced to the crowd here at Willow Academy. The Leak Academy Rebels, though they are the higher seed in this matchup, 2-3. The rules say the home team gets to wear the home uniform. So Leak is in navy blue with white numerals all trimmed in red. Leak across the front. So traveling navy for Leak Academy. And we'll finish your Morris Pharmacy starting lineups for them. Nick Sprayberry will get the start, a senior. Also, senior Hagen Davis. Clay Kemp, leading scorer in the ball club, and Garrett Dunn, the four seniors, along with sophomore Whit Welch. The starting lineup, pretty familiar. Sprayberry, Davis, Kemp, Dunn, and Welch for Coach Phil Shepard's 10-16, number two seed Leak Academy boys. The home team for this ball game on the scoreboard and is Pillow Academy in home white with green numbers trimmed in yellow Mustangs across the front. You know, most MAIS schools, it seems, have red and blue as the color scheme and a white male mascot. But folks from the Delta bucked the trend, and they've got green and yellow animal mascot with the Mustangs. And it's got a really nice contrast here in this gym that's got kind of an unusually low ceiling when you see. But we're ready to start things off. It's going to be Sprayberry in the jump circle with Frazier Rose, who's got a couple of inches and quite a few pounds on him. So here we go. Tip things off, and the ball's controlled by Whit Welch of Leak. Leak puts it in the offensive half court, moving right to left from my perspective, up behind the scorer's table. Out at the top of the key, Kemp. The right side to Welch, gets the ball back, goes free throw line to Dunn. The ball's swatted away from him, but picked up in the corner by Hagen Davis. Now out between the circles. Stepping inside the line for a long two, in and good. Whit Welch gets us started. And the Rebels will apply full court pressure to the Mustangs. Try to pressure them in the opening possession. The ball's nearly taken at midcourt. And almost a 10-second call there, but they get it across. Bennett will put it into play. At the right elbow, kick out to the right side to McCool. Now they work it in the left corner to Rose. He steps out away from the basket. And they go left elbow out high now. Just a minute deep in, and an entry pass to the inside picked off by Garrett Dunn. Here comes Leak into the half court. A pass in the left corner. Collusion and foul. It's going to be Hayes Bennett picking up his first personal, team's first. And the Rebels will inbound it in front of the Mustang bench. Ball comes out to Kemp. He'll dribble it with a right hand. Now pick it up. Go right side. Now a reversal. Davis. They go to Dunn. He's cut off, and his pass or kick-out pass is intercepted. Hayes Bennett with it. He's going to penetrate. Kick out right corner. McCool will stop, pop, and rattle it in. Tie the game at two for a minute and a half into this one. 2-2 the score. Mustangs showing zone and matching up pretty high out on the perimeter on Leak. Kip dribbles with the left hand, comes left side to Davis. Now on the baseline to Sprayberry. Sprayberry will step behind the three-point line and leave it well short, and Rose gets the rebound. Gets it to Bennett under some pressure. Coming behind him, ball tipped away by Davis, and then a reach in trying to get it back. That's going to be two on Hayes Bennett. Second personal, and now Britt Reichle will come into the game and replace Bennett. So Leak will inbound it far court, side court, come left side over to Davis. He spins, now goes to Kemp for a three that's left short. Offensive rebound, put back, rolls front rim, back rim, in a good for Welch. 4 points for Welch. Pass up to Rose, top of the key. Ball slapped away from him, but he gets it back, forces his way into the paint, and they're going to call a travel. He doesn't like the call. Bulls fans wanted a reach in, but it was good defense there by the Rebels. Turn it over. 4-2 our score, 5:36 to go in the first quarter of this quarterfinal game that gets the MAIS North 4A tournament underway. Davis on the left side fakes a shot, now puts it on the dribble. Comes to Kip, gets it back, open, three, down it goes, Hagan Davis. 7-2. McCool drives in, ball swatted away, but they'll get done for the foul. That was an iffy one, to be sure. First person will get it done, free throws for Laws McCool. That's the team's second as McCool launches the first free throw, and he nails that first one. Second one coming. Second one good. So now putting it on the dribble in the offensive end with a score 7-4 is Clay Kemp. Now they go on the baseline. Shot from 12 feet away. Missed by Dunn. Rebound knocked out. Picked up by Pillow. Coming with it left side is Drew Lamb. He gives it up to Reichle. Now they come in the corner. Three on the way. A little bit long by Lamb, but with the offensive rebound underneath, put back, foul called, and shot coming up. Sprayberry gets saddled with the foul. Team second. It'll be free throws for Nelson Hodges, who did the nice work in the low post getting the rebound. He's good on the first free throw. Makes it 7-5. Dribbles three times. Puts up a nice high arcing shot. Good form. Good on the second. 1 point lead for the Rebels. 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Some pressure coming out at midcourt, but they get it into Davis. Now he back to Welch. Into the lane. Little floater by Dunn. No good. And they're going to get Sprayberry coming over the back. That's the second foul on Nick Sprayberry. Team third foul. Full court pressure here for the Mustangs to negotiate their way through. And then there's going to be a whistle at midcourt. Foul on Lee Hagan Davis for reaching in. Team's fourth, his first. 7-6 the score. Mustangs will inbound it at midcourt. In the hands of McCool. He goes in the corner to Lamb, who reverses on the side. Runner rolls around, won't go for Hodges, and there to rebound it is Whit Welch. The other side, Davis with a drive, left-hander, no good, but the follow from the right side is good for Garrett Dunn, his first two. 9-6 Rebels. McCool spinning around with Davis on him. Now driving the left baseline, left a little bit short, missed, rebound done. Long pass up to Davis. Davis going to launch it from outside. Three is good. That's the second Junction three of the ball game. 3 point makes presented by the Junction. 12-6, Rebels ahead. Driving into the lane, laying it up short is McCool. Dunn there to clean the glass, gets it in the hands of Kemp. He comes up left side, goes into the corner. Davis passes up a three. Now drives, cut off, backs it out. Now double teamed and goes to the floor. Kemp tried to call timeout, but the officials say held ball, and it will go over to Pillows. Cameron Lee and John Heston Powers check into the game for the Mustangs. 12-6, Rebels lead, 3:08 to go first quarter. So Lee gives it up to Hodges. He brings it into the front court on the left side. Now uses up his dribble out high. Comes to the right, or excuse me, left to Powers. Over to Lee as they work it around the perimeter. Now the drive. Powers got past the defender and gets an easy left-hand lay-in. Dribble lead cut to four. As Kemp looks at the zone. Comes right side, now the reversal to Davis. Back for a long three. Down it goes, junction three, number three. Clay Kemp with the three ball, 15-8. And a pass overthrown in response to the pressure. Turnover generated by the weak Rebel defense right there. 2:22 to go. And Laws McCool will check back in. He'll replace Nelson Hodges. Same starting five on the floor for Leak, including Sprayberry, who's out there carrying two fouls. Davis left side bounces to Sprayberry on the baseline away from the basket, gets it back. Now goes into the trees, loses the ball, stolen by Lee. And then coming into the front court toward the corner, foul committed on the reach-in. Second personal on Hagan Davis. So both Davis and Sprayberry have two personals. And then a quick inbound, point-blank range shot missed by Brett Reichle. And the ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to Leak. 1:59 to go in the quarter. Leak 15 and Pillow 8. Kemp will walk it up across the timeline. Get it to Welch. Welch double-teamed as he goes inside the arc. Sprayberry now down low to Dunn, who's way under the basket. Nice pass back out to Sprayberry. Welch wants to step back but decides not to shoot the three. Now open to Welch, whose three rattles in and good. Another junction three, the fourth of this ball game, makes it 18-8. The front court comes Powers. He gets shielded off but can't get his runner to go and able to rebound. Nice position there by Garrett Dunn. Rebels get the rebound, leading by 10. They have ball possession now. Three, top of the key. Down it goes for Clay Kemp. Another junction three and a timeout on the floor called by Pillow. 106 to go in the first quarter. Rebels 21, Mustangs 8, 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them back in 30. And you're listening to Rebel Playoff Basketball.
Wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon.
Boswell Media Sports.
Coming out of the timeout, Rebels lead 21-8. Winner of this game will play the Magnolia Heights Lamar winner. They won't play till tomorrow afternoon. Mustangs bring it into the front court now. Hodges with a runner left side with a right hand won't go. Sprayberry picks the rebound off. We go under a minute to play. Rebels with the ball and a 13-point lead. Kemp with a three, and why not make another? Another junction three. Three threes for Kemp. Six in the quarter for the Rebels, 24-8. Now a drive at the other end converted by Andrew Brock. Excuse me, that was Drew Lamb. 24-10, under 30 to go in the quarter. Outside Davis. He's going to dribble it right side, but then dribble it out of bounds. Hodges went for the steal, and then Davis turned toward the bench and lost control of the basketball. They'll turn it over to Pillow. Going to Lamb. He's going to take it to the rack and lay it in second time in a row. Under 10 seconds now, 24-12 the score. Kemp will walk it up. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Spins, uses a screen at the top. Now Welch for three. This is everything, and that will end the first quarter, but it's a successful quarter for the Rebels, and the Red and Blue faithful really happy as the team comes to the bench. Our score after one quarter, Leak Academy 24, Pillow Academy 12. back in 60 seconds with a second quarter. You're listening to Rebel Playoff Basketball from Boswell Media Sports.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Close your eyes. Think of the best Mexican meal you ever had. You're thinking of, no doubt, Los Rodeos in Philadelphia. Well, here's the big news. The nice folks at Los Rodeos are open at a new location. It's El Rodeo. That's right, same great food, staff, and atmosphere in their new location. El Rodeo, now at Highway 16 in Choctaw. It's time to let all your friends know. The absolute best Mexican food now has a new location. El Rodeo, Highway 16 in Choctaw.
Boswell Media Sports.
We start second quarter action, Leak, with the basketball up by 12. Welch fakes, drives into the paint, lost a floater, they put it straight down. Good for Welch. He's got 9 points. Reach in, committed by Kemp, his first personal. Team six. Mustangs will bring it in against some three-quarter court pressure. Powers goes right side. He's cut off by Dunn. Now he'll step back and bury a 14-foot jumper. 26-14. Each team with 2 points since the start of the second quarter. Another three. This time left short by Kemp, but Dunn with the offensive rebound. Out to Davis. His shot blocked by Rose, and Rose snatches it out of the air, feeds it ahead to McCool. McCool going two on two, passes, and the ball blocked. Shot blocked by Hodges' attempt, blocked by Sprayberry. They're going to call the foul on Sprayberry, and that one pretty iffy as well. That's three on him. So free throws coming up for Nelson Hodges, who's 2 for 2 at the line. He gets the first one to go down. Sprayberry will come to the bench, and Gunner Scott will take his place, try to get some size on that front line. Second free throw coming up for Nelson Hodges, the junior. He's perfect, 4 for 4. 26-16. Kemp with a behind-the-back dribble, uses a screen from Dunn at the top of the key. He goes left side to Davis. Now giving up the left elbow. Down in the corner. Welch steps inside the arc. And his three gets nothing but net. Like 11 points now for Welch. The other end. Drive. Stopped underneath the basket as McCool. He finds a teammate open for three, but left short. Hodges couldn't get it to go down. Rebound out to Kemp. Now a long pass. Transition three attempt. Off the backside and going into the student section, chasing it is Whit Welch, but it'll be Mustang basketball. 6:22 to go in the second quarter. Rebels 28, Mustang 16. And then responding to the pressure, dribble out of bounds. Walls McCool could not keep control of the basketball. That'll give it to Leak in the offensive end. Out to Kemp. He uses a Dunn screen. Now dribbles right side. Backs out behind the arc. It's to Davis, top of the key. Drives. Kicks it out. A reverse right side over to Dunn. Dunn, 12 feet out from the basket. Nowhere to go. Gives it to Welch. Welch fakes. Walks with a basketball, though. Turnover will give it to Pillow. They trail by 12. 5:56 to go in the half. Substitute coming in for Pillow. John Heston Powers comes in to replace Laws McCool. They bring it in up the floor. Hodges to Powers. Now left side to Lamb. He uses up his dribble, gives it back on the right side. Now cut off on the baseline is Powers, and his pass out high, taken away by Davis. He's going to drive it. Contact under the basket. and there'll be a foul on Pillar. Foul on Brett Reichle. First personal, team's third. And first free throws of the afternoon for the Rebels. Deegan Davis. First one bounces around and comes off. Rebels lead by 12, trying to push it to 13 here, and they don't. 0 for 2 trip to the line. Nelson Hodges will walk it up with Davis guarding him at the timeline. Passing out of the trap into the front court to Powers. Now out high to Reichle. Between the legs dribble. Hodges kicks it out to Lamb for three. Ball horseshoes out. Done with a rebound for Luke. Mustangs have not hit a three yet today. But the Rebels have hit a bunch of them. Six in the first quarter. None yet here in the second. We're 3 minutes deep into it. Ball stolen from Kemp. Taken away, slapped over to Reichle. Gets in the hand of Lamb. Lamb wants to drive on Davis. Good help from the other side. He gets the two in the lay-in, and Gunner Scott commits the foul. First personal on Scott. So the chance for the end one, Drew Lamb, who's got 8 points. Sophomore takes a look at the rim, measures it, but it's too long. Rebound taken by Henry Dabbs, who's just checked into the game. Now it's Kemp walking it up, uses a Scott screen. He'll back out, keep it on the dribble, come left side. Now back it out again. Try to pass it into Scott, but the ball's kicked. And we're going to call a reach-in foul. McCool commits his first, team's fourth. The Rebels will inbound it on the baseline left of the bucket. Kemp calls his team into motion, gets it to Gunner Scott on the baseline, and then a pass to the outside stolen by McCool. He's going one-on-one with Dunn, and there's a foul committed as he tried to put it up with the right hand. Two personals now on Get It Done. And another trip to the free throw line for the Mustangs. Balls McCool has made his two free throw attempts in the first quarter. Now he's 3 for 3. He's got 5 points. Lead is down into single digits. 4:25 to go in the quarter. 28-20 now after the second free throw was good. Kemp walks it in on the right side. Looks at Dabbs over on the wing. Now we'll come to the elbow, kick it to Dabbs, who launches from three, and another jumping three. Good. That one from Henry Dabbs, his 4 points of the afternoon, 31-20. Been raining threes for the Rebels. Lamb picks it up outside the arc left side. He goes to Reichle, makes a nice move into the lane, but his shot's a little long, and rebound pulled down by Henry Dabbs. Rebels into the offensive end. Long three. Kemp leaves it short off the front of the rim. And then a collision in the lane. Two players going in at it at the ball at the same time. And it's Gunner Scott who comes out the worst of it, committing his second personal. So that will now be the 10th personal foul, or team foul, I should say. With Frazier at the free throw line. He's not scored today. Big man gets it bounce in the heel and around and comes off the left. Reed Young checks in now for a leak and replaces Gunner Scott. Second free throw from Rose. He gets front rim, back rim, and down. 31-21, 3:41 to play in the half. Rebels with the ball in the 10-point lead. Kemp comes around a screen. Wide open on the left corner. Welch, three long, rebound by Lamb. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Out pass to the right side to McCool. McCool down to Rose. Ball blocked by Dunn. Now out behind the arc to Lamb, and he commits the offensive foul on the drive. First personal on Drew Lamb, team's fifth. And that will be a turnover and give it to the Rebels. They'll bring it up the length of the floor, leading 31-21 with 3:15 to play before halftime. Lamb gets the screen out high. Excuse me, Kemp gets the screen out high. Now to Dunn on the baseline. Now he brings it out. Young for three. Off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Capped around and controlled by Reichle. He'll bring it into the offensive end himself. Pass over to McCool. McCool back to Reichle. They work it around the perimeter. Left side. Lamb launches from three. No good. Offensive rebound in the paint. Reichle. He turns around. His left-hand floater won't go in. He gets another offensive board. And the whistle blows. I'm not sure what the call is going to be. It will be on Get It Done. That's personal foul number three. Megan Davis getting ready to check into the game as Reichle rolls a free throw all around the iron but can't get it to go in. Dunn comes out. Davis takes his place. Reichle has a second free throw coming up. He puts a high shot up that comes off the right side of the rim and dabs, cleans the glass. 2.5 minutes to go before recess. Kemp on the dribble. Out near the logo. Now comes angles left. Gets it to Davis. Davis with a nice bounce pass in the lane that's picked off by Lamb. Here come the Mustangs into the offensive end. Hodges kicks out to Lee, launches from three, and it's good. First three of the afternoon from freshman Cameron Lee. 31-23. That puts a lift into the home crowd for Pillow. Other side, long two. Kemp gets his own rebound off the miss. Put back, no good, and rebound by Lamb for the Mustangs. He comes up hard on the right side, got blue jerseys in front of him. And comes out to the free throw line. Pass out into the back, nearly thrown away and retrieved by Hodges. Lee from the left corner again. It's three way long and taken by Dabbs. Now the pass up the left side, knocked out of bounds by Hodges. Stay with Lee with a minute 33 to go in the quarter. The Rebels have an 8-point lead. Into Davis in the corner. Bounce pass to Kemp. He's cut off. Throws it back out high and run down by Davis. Into the corner to Kemp. Hodges on him. Right-hand dribble. Now we'll walk it out between the circles. Come right side to Davis. He's got McCool on him. Now he comes right elbow cut off, lowers his head, and commits the offensive foul. Yep, lowered that head and commits his third personal. So now three Rebel starters have three fouls. Davis, Dunn, and Sprayberry. Lee in the offensive end for Pillow. Going to Lamb, who drives. Shot left short, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back in off the window. 31-25, a lead down to six. Rebels led by 12 at the end of the first quarter. We go under 48 seconds in the half. Kemp, ball stolen. Off whistle will stop everything. Quick whistles in this ball game, and that one will be personal foul number two on Laws McCool. We'll walk it down to the other end. He had a breakaway coming. Dabbs will inbound it. 16 foul on Phillips. Kemp will walk it around as we go under 40 seconds. Passes up the screen from Dabbs out high. Thomas strength in the ball game now. Long two from Dabbs, short. Rebound pulled off by McCool. He'll dribble up quickly, looking for somewhere to go. And he finds a teammate cutting in the back door, and that's Lee for two. 5 points for Cameron Lee. And the league lead down to four. Long three from strength. Missed, but rebounded and put back in. Good job by Whit Welch to work the offensive board. Now 5 seconds. Three from McCool, misses everything. Saved inbound to Lamb. He'll launch from three and leave it way off to the right. But the first half. Finishes with a flourish and a push from Pillow. Narrows a 12-point lead down to 6. Our score at the half, Leak Academy 33 and Pillow Academy 27 at the break. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and tell you about the scoring in this first half. We'll take a look at both the boys and the girls bracket, and we may talk about some other League Academy sports before we get this third quarter underway. But we're glad you're with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to League Academy Playoff Basketball from Boswell Media Sports.
Okay, sweetie, time to take your medicine.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes. Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes, it's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. We've all spent a little extra time at home lately, and if your mattress isn't quite what it used to be, stop by and let us show you the amazing lineup of Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. If you've been more overwhelmed than usual lately, give yourself the greatest gift of a good night's sleep on a brand new Sealy or Tempur-Pedic mattress set from Byers Furniture. Visit our website, www.byersfurniture.com, or call us at 656-1802. Serving you since 1953.
Boswell Media Sports.
Welcome back to Greenwood and a very stuffy gym at Pillow Academy. Air conditioners are running, and we hope they'll be running for a while. But the Rebels have had a good first half. They led by 12 at the end of the first quarter. They lead by 6 at the break, 33-27. Before we look at the scoring line of the first half, let's take a look at the North 4A boys bracket. This is the first game of four in the boys' bracket. Later this evening, we'll have Starkville and Washington School playing at 5. And then two games tomorrow. It'll be Magnolia Heights and Lamar. And Bio and Heritage play. Those are split games as far as the brackets go. So the winner between today's league pillow ball game will play the Magnolia Heights-Lamar winner Friday at 5 on this floor in Greenwood. And in the girls' bracket, we've got a 3 o'clock ball game this afternoon as Leak takes on Washington. And the other half of the bracket is a game that will be played tomorrow at 1, Magnolia Heights and East Rankin. Then just a second, my picture went away. Now it's come back. The other side of the bracket, Bio, the 3 seed, playing the 2 seed Lamar. And the home team, Pillow, the 1 seed out of District 1, will play Starkville Academy, the 4 team out of District 2, out of the girls' bracket. But we will start at 3 o'clock for the girls' game. And what I believe we'll do, well, let me just talk to my guys in the studio, and I'll tell you what we'll do. But I think we'll be cutting away and then coming back at 3, because I don't think you're going to want me to talk for 50 minutes before that 3 o'clock ball game, because they're going to clear everybody out of the gym anyway. I don't think I'll even have a chance to talk for all that period of time. Next week's state 4A tournament is going to be hosted by Hillcrest, and then you probably heard from Melvin last week, the district tournament, the overall tournament is going to have a different format. Will not be convening at Mississippi College, but instead the first two rounds will be on campus of the higher seeded teams. Then when we get it down to four teams in boys and girls, we'll play semifinal and final action at Hartfield Academy in Flowood that week after next. But, of course, you got to take care of business today to even think about playing next week. Let's take a look quickly at the scoring line in this first half. First for Pillow, as our score is 33-27, week out in front. They were led in scoring by Drew Lamb. The sophomore had 10 points on 5-8 baskets, and he was 0-for-1 at the free throw line. Laws McCool has 6. He made a shot from the field and went 4-for-4 at the stripe. 5 points for Cameron Liddy off the bench. He made a 3 and a 2 as part of that late second quarter push the Mustangs made. Nelson Hodges went 4-for-4 at the free throw line for 4 points. Hayes Bennett made a 2. And Frazier Rose went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Britt Reichle went 0-for-2 at the line for the Mustangs. John Heston Powers also appeared in the ball game in the first half, but did not score. For the Leak Academy Rebels, 13 for Whit Welch. He made a junction 3 and also 5 shots from the field for his 13. Clay Kemp with 9. He made 3 balls in the first quarter. That's all his scoring so far. He's got 9. Hagan Davis has 6 off a pair of 3s, and he went 0-for-2 at the line. Henry Dabbs made a 3 off the bench in the second quarter. And Garrett Dunn put in 2 for his scoring. Thomas Strink, Reed Young, and Gunnar Scott also played. And Nick Sprayberry also in the ballgame but didn't score. Big part of the story for Leak is foul trouble. 3 starters with 3 fouls in the first half. Nick Sprayberry, Hagan Davis, and Garrett Dunn, each with 3. Gunnar Scott committed 2. And then Clay Kemp's got 1. Over on Pillow's side, they just have 2 with 2 fouls. Bennett got his early, and then McCool got his in the second quarter. So they've got 2 players carrying 2, but the Rebels with 3 starters with 3 fouls in a 6-point ball game. But it was deadly accuracy from behind the 3-point line that gave the Rebels their advantage early on. We're going to take a 30-second break, and then we'll come back with the start of the second half. You've been listening to the Baptist Medical Leak Halftime Report, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with the start of the second half here on Kix 96.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
4 people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Philadelphia Gun and Pawn knows that you're aware of the circumstances Central Mississippians often find themselves facing on a daily basis, and that's protecting what's most precious to you. There's a saying that it's better to have home protection and not need it than need it and not have it. That's why Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue, stays locked, cocked, and ready to go with the widest selection of home protection in Central Mississippi. Visit Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Or for more information, call 601-656-8123. That's 601-656-8123.
Police are appealing for the public's help to solve a terrifying crime.
4 people are suspected of trying to break into a home.
We have a suspected burglar casing a home in a nice residential neighborhood.
Be the solution or become a statistic.
Boswell Media Sports.
T&K Farms Woodmizer is Mississippi's Woodmizer sawmill equipment dealership. T&K Farms Woodmizer sells the complete Woodmizer equipment line from small personal sawmills to the industrial equipment lineup. T&K Farms stocks parts and has experienced factory-trained service technicians with both in-shop and mobile service available. Bring your blades in and they will sharpen them. See T&K Farms Woodmizer to start your sawmill business today. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. T&K Farms Woodmizer, just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville, 662-803-4332.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area, and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Go.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community. South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
Get control of your health care at your fingertips. Visit BaptistOneCare.org and sign up for MyChart to have personalized and secure online access to your health care needs. You can schedule appointments, send messages to your provider, view test results, request prescription renewals, pay your bill, and more. Sign up today. Baptist Memorial League, making your health care our number one priority.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his staff at Carthage Veterinary Clinic wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon. Premier Medical Group and Trace Urgent Care remind you that if you have any COVID-19 symptoms, please call first. There are multiple options to see you. Also, talk to your provider about your wellness or healthy you appointment. This appointment is covered by most insurances, and it will help you maintain your health and prevent illnesses like cardiovascular disease and certain cancers. Premier Medical Group in Kosciuszko and Carthage, and Trace Urgent Care. Call for an appointment today.
Boswell Media Sports.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Close your eyes. Think of the best Mexican meal you ever had. You're thinking of, no doubt, Los Rodeos in Philadelphia. Well, here's the big news. The nice folks at Los Rodeos are open at a new location. It's El Rodeo. That's right, same great food, staff, and atmosphere in their new location. El Rodeo, now at Highway 16 in Choctaw. It's time to let all your friends know. The absolute best Mexican food now has a new location. El Rodeo, Highway 16 in Choctaw.
Okay, sweetie, time to take your medicine.
No, Mommy, no.
One quick call to Moore's Pharmacy will take the no out of Mommy. Their flavor machine is magic for your little ones. It turns the no into yes.
Okay, time for your medicine.
Yes, Mommy, yes. It's yummy.
Moore's Pharmacy, always keeping you and your family first priority. Go visit today in Carthage, Walnut Grove, or Sebastopol to let your sweetie choose their favorite flavor. Follow them on Facebook, Moore's Pharmacy.
The Junction can feed and fuel the whole team. We still have Mickey Ogletree approved chicken tenders, but we've added some spice to them. Now serving catfish, and the Carthage Junction has hand-padded burgers fresh off the grill. The $5 meals can help the team eat at a great price. Try our new pot pies. Smash a chicken on a stick meal or the standby two-piece tender meal for only $5. Call in your Carthage order at 601-267-5686 or visit us at JunctionDeli.com.
What's stopping you from shopping local?
It's hard to tell what's actually local and what's just called local.
At Piggly Wiggly in Carthage, local means right here in Carthage.
Here at Piggly Wiggly, local and freshness are two very important words. Freshness means a lot in your kitchen, and local means a lot to our community.
Supporting local because we are local. Piggly Wiggly, with a convenient location just off Highway 16 in the heart of Carthage.
Shop local from your friends at Piggly Wiggly in Carthage.
Byers Furniture in downtown Philadelphia is your one-stop shop for all things Ashley. Bedroom, living room, dining room, and mattresses by Ashley are all in stock and ready to deliver to your door. Byers Furniture is working hard to meet all your home needs during these uncertain times. Our friendly sales staff is ready to assist you in person or via text or phone call at any time. And don't forget our website, www.byersfurniture.com, to see the entire Ashley catalog. If you see a little orange truck on the item, it's shipped straight to your door. Byers Furniture, 319 Bird Avenue in downtown Philadelphia.
The evening was awesome. Dinner was great. The lights were dim and the moment was perfect. I leaned in to kiss her and then I scared the intruder off and thought our night was over. But then she said the words that no man wants to hear.
Oh, your gun is so cute and little. Can I hold it?
She went on for hours about how big her last boyfriend's was and how we got it at Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, which is where I'll be going as soon as she stops saying,
"Aw, it's so tiny. And look, it even fits in my purse."
How about we go to Philadelphia Gun and Pawn, located at 910 Posey Avenue in Philadelphia. Size matters, but so do the prices. And nobody has a selection or the prices that Philadelphia Gun and Pawn does. Do you feel lucky? Well, do you, hun?
I do now. Thanks, Philadelphia Gun and Pawn. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Size matters, but so does selection. Central Mississippi's largest inventory of home protection is just minutes away.
And a shot on the left side, missed. Off to the side by Howard. David drives off baseline and gets fouled. Thank you.
T&K Farms Woodmizer is Mississippi's Woodmizer sawmill equipment dealership. T&K Farms Woodmizer sells the complete Woodmizer equipment line from small personal sawmills to the industrial equipment lineup. T&K Farms stocks parts and has experienced factory-trained service technicians with both in-shop and mobile service available. Bring your blades in and they will sharpen them. See T&K Farms Woodmizer to start your sawmill business today. Credit cards are accepted for all services. Like them on Facebook. T&K Farms Woodmizer, just off Highway 25 at 1128 Liberty Road, Louisville, 662-803-4332.
Boswell Media Sports.
Stay warm, but stay safe with that heater. A space heater provides temporary warmth in a limited area, but improper use of a heater poses a fire risk. Turn it off when you leave the area, and never go to sleep with a space heater on. Think safety. Central Electric Power Association, serving you since 1937. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
If you want to get the best in sportswear and gear, check out In Sports. In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia, offers screen printing with personalized jerseys, t-shirts, and fan wear to support your favorite team. In Sports also has customizable vinyl gear for spring sports like baseball and softball, as well as plaques and trophies. Looking for sports equipment? In Sports has that too. In Sports believes in giving the best possible customer service with in-town deliveries. Get ready for this sports season with In Sports, just off the square in Philadelphia.
Boswell Media Sports.
Back in Greenwood, I think we've got a better connection now. It's 47-35. Reek still in the lead. Minute 15 to go in the quarter. Driving is Hayes Bennett. Gets it out to Matthew Mooneyham. He puts up an awkward shot, but the foul will be called on Henry Dabbs. Henry's first. Team's fourth. 47-35. Hopefully we'll have our connection troubles in the rearview mirror, but Mooneyham will miss the first free throw, leave it off left. Mooneyham, one of only three seniors on this Mustang ball club. They're very young. Mooneyham will dribble it three times with a left hand, launch it, and slip one out of two. 47-36, a minute seven to go. Into the left side to Davis. He brings it out high to Kemp, who busts from a super long three. Now uses the dab screen. Will drive, step, tries to lay it in off the window. No good. Rebounded by Kemp. Now out to Welch, and he gets the junction three down and good. 50-36. 38 seconds to play in the quarter. Reichle drives, and the shot swatted out of there by Henry Dabbs. Dabbs with the erasure. Stay with Pillow. 34 seconds to play in the quarter. They get it into Mooneyham. He puts up a floater that goes halfway down, comes out, and again Dabbs rejects the shot, that time from Reichle. Rebels come out of there with it. Davis to Kemp, right side to Welch. He goes into the paint, puts up a floater that's good. Two more for Welch. 52-36. Rebels extending the lead, under 10 seconds to go in the third. Bennett trapped, passes out of it to Reichle. 2 seconds. Lamb on the drive at the buzzer. His shot off the mark, no good, and a strong finish to the third quarter by the Leap Academy Rebels gives them a 52-36 advantage for just 8 minutes left to play. We'll step aside for 60 seconds and come back with the start of the fourth quarter. Rebels lead at 52-36, back in 60 as Rebel playoff basketball continues from Boswell Media Sports.
If you have an insurance claim, you need someone to work quickly on your behalf. South Group Cox Agency in Carthage will do that for you. Their office is back open to the public now, and they are ready to see you, their customers. South Group Cox Agency's mission is to manage risk and build personal relationships and partnerships in an environment of trust, integrity, teamwork, and stability. Dedicated to supporting their community. South Group Cox Agency, Carthage.
Baptist League strives to offer the care you need locally. You can now have your mammogram on our state-of-the-art mobile mammography unit. Call 601-267-1.
Good. 8 minutes on the clock. 52-36 the score. League trying to get this tournament started off on the right foot and getting a win, get themselves into the semifinals against the Magnolia Heights Lamar winner. That game will take place tomorrow. Of course, we've got playoff basketball coming up with a 3 o'clock tip-off right here on Kix 96 this afternoon. Rebels, lady version, girls game. Rebels and Lady Generals of Washington School. It'll be pillow ball to start the fourth. Reichley gets the inbound. Puts up a 12-footer. No good. Dabs goes high for the rebound. Pulls it down and gives it to Kemp. Kemp will walk it into the front court. Call out Dabs for a high post screen. Use it. Now reverse it over to Dabs. He'll dribble in on Rose. Put it in too hard off the glass. And Rose will get the rebound in the paint. Passes right side to McCool. Now reverses to Lamb on the left side. His three way short. Dabs can't control the rebound. And he rejects the putback by Hodges. And a great job by Davis. Saving it inbounds. Crashing into the Mustang student section. That gets the Luke Academy crowd excited. 52-36 the score. Luke leading by 16 with ball possession. Welch from the dribble right side with Reichley out on him. Uses up the dribble. Now comes to Dunn out away from the basket behind the arc. He'll leave it for Kemp who dribbles right corner. Steps in, steps back. Leak content to use some clock here. 6:47 on a ticking clock. Welch into the lane. Kicks out. Wide open three for Dunn. It's short. But Davis gets the offensive rebound. And bounces that out high to Kemp, who saves it from going over the timeline over to Dabs. Pass to Davis. And a reach in committed by the Mustangs. Hodges commits his first. And that should be 1-1 now. We've got a timeout on the floor. 52-36 to score, 6:31 to go, and we'll see if it's a 30-second or a 60-second timeout. We'll consider it a 30-second. We'll come back in 30 seconds with more Leak Academy basketball on Kix 96.
Dr. Brooke Bobo and his staff at Carthage Veterinary Clinic wish you and your animals the very best. They treat all animals, large or small, with the care you would want for a member of your family. Carthage Veterinary Clinic provide for your sick or injured animals and also offer grooming and boarding as well. Located on Highway 16, Carthage Veterinary Clinic is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 7:30 until 5:30, and Wednesday and Saturday from 7:30 till noon.
Boswell Media Sports.
Fourth quarter coming your way. 6 minutes and 31 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Luke led by 6 at the half, and they've stretched that lead out now to 16. And they're trying to finish strong here and get this opening round win over Pillow. Luke, of course, the 2 seed out of District 2. Pillow, the 3 seed out of District 1. We've got girls basketball coming up at 3 o'clock, an hour from now. Our first free throw goes down for Hagan Davis. Second free throw, just as perfect as the first one. He has 8 points. 19 for Whit Wells, 17 for Clay Kemp. Miller works it into the offensive end with Hodges handling the basketball between the circles. Two high screeners out. And they go right, left corner, 3D, way too long for McCool. Dunn with the rebound on the offside. Left side, open three, Davis, his shot too long. Powers with the rebound, but his pass intercepted by Henry Dabbs. He can't finish from point blank range, and Powers cleans the glass. We go under 6 minutes to play, Rebels up 18. Three from Lamb, right side, no good. Rebound into the hands of Davis. He hands it to Kemp, dribbling up left side, lets the traffic pass. Now he'll work on Hodges. Over left side, Davis for three, a junction three. Third of the afternoon for Hagan Davis. That puts him in double figures. Now a three, the opposite side from McCool, misses everything, but offensive rebound by Powers, and he's fouled on the putback attempt by Garrett Dunn. I have Dunn with four. 57-36. John Heston Powers will go to the free throw line for the first time and make the first one. That gives him 3 points. Bennett and Reichle will come in and replace Rose and McCool for the Mustangs. And then Mooneyham will check in, presumably for Powers on the made shot. He makes the second, does Powers, and Mooneyham checks in for him. On the floor for Lee, Kemp, Dabbs, Davis, Dunn, and Welch. Welch will bring it across, avoid a trap. Front court, open three, left side, Davis. Off the right side, offside rebound from Dabbs, and a put back on the follow. Henry Dabbs has been on the spot. He's got 7 points. He has made some key makes on the offensive glass. Weak tries to save it inbounds, and the ball pinballing around on that end of the floor, but they'll say it went out of bounds, last touch by Hagen Davis. 5 minutes exactly to play, 59-38, largest lead of the game for the Rebels. Mooneyham to Bennett, long three, top of the key, and he swirls it in. Oh, Bennett with five. 59-41. Kemp passes through the trap to Davis, left side, left wide open for three, but he's going to hold it. Rebels will try to use some clock here. Dunn drives baseline, stops, got fouled from behind by Reichle. Third personal on Pitt Reichle. That will send Dunn to the free throw line where he is two out of three. Two shots here for Dunn. 4:36 to play. There's the first one. Puts his right toe in front of that line, measures, launches it, and gets it. Eight for Garrett Dunn. Timeout on the floor with 4:36 to go. 20-point lead for the League Academy Rebels, 61-41. And we'll keep things right here during the timeout. Remind you, we've got girls basketball coming up at 3 when this ball game's over. And we've given you everything that we need to give you, our post-game report. And remember, stay tuned for that, our Central Electric Power Association post-game report. And we'll also name our in-sports player of the game during that post-game report as well. And then we'll come back to the station for some music. And when we get about 5 minutes or so before 3 o'clock, we'll be back on the air, as we should be running pretty much on time with 5 minutes after 2. But 5 minutes before tip-off, we'll make sure we're on the air. So just stay right here. No need to go anywhere else. You'll get to hear the girls' game as they take on Washington in this opening round of the North 4A tournament. 3 missed from the right side by Mooneyham. Rebound for Kemp, who dribble into the front court. Players trying to tap the ball away from him. Hodges taps it out of bounds. 61-41, the score, 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Dunn will inbound it, far court, side court, out to Kemp. Kemp will work against Hodges, dribbles behind the back, uses up the dribble, comes right to Welch. Welch to the foul line, now passes it back out to Kemp. He's trying to drain some clock here as we get down toward 4 minutes. Loops the pass, left wing. Davis comes back out high, hands it back to Welch. And the Rebels will let the Mustangs chase him in the backcourt. Kemp on the dribble, working now against Bennett. Nearly loses the ball, runs it down, taps it over to Davis, who uses up his dribble. Now passing it high to Kemp, but the ball is stolen by Hodges. He gets it to Bennett, ball loose on the floor now. Bennett gets it back, launches from three, off to the right side. Rebound from Reichle, but Leak. Kemp will commit the foul. That's his third. And the team's seventh. Excuse me, team six. Bennett will inbound it out to Lamb. He's going to drive. And Dabbs swats it away. He's got, I believe, 4 blocks in this game. Stay with Pillow. Off the end line, they'll inbound it. And stumbling, losing the ball as Hodges likely saves it, rolls it over to Bennett, and another rejection from Dabbs. Mooneyham gets it behind the arc. Now to Bennett. His three badly misses off the glass. Clangs off. Dabbs gets the rebound on the baseline. And they'll pass it out to Davis. 3:05 to play. 20-point lead for the Rebels. They're trying to just run this clock down towards zero. Over right side to Dunn. And Lee will work out way up from the basket. Get some clock run down, get a foul, and there's a push from Bennett on Kemp out near the midcourt stripe. 3 on Hayes Bennett. And that's the team's 9th foul with 2:48 to go in the game. 1+1 for Kemp. Kemp has converted his only free throw opportunity today. That a back end of a and one opportunity in the third quarter. He's good with the first. He's earned the bonus. 62-41. And for everyone, good. They have him with 15. I have him with 19. So on the official scoreboard, 63-41. A little underhanded dipsy-doo shot missed by Reichle and a foul committed in the battle for the rebound. Dabbs will be saddled with the foul, his second. Reichle will shoot free throws, get a 1+1. Reichle's 0 for 2. McCool checks back into the game for Pillow. Front end, the 1-1, rolls around and goes down. Like he's going to get a second chance. And he'll be good with the second one. Have him with 63-43. Foul committed as Kemp was dribbling across the logo at midcourt. Lamb commits his third. Team's 10th. So now a 2-shot double bonus for the Rebels the rest of the way. Final 2:36. Yep, good for the first one. Nelson Hodges comes in to replace Britt Reichle for Pillow. With Davis, Kemp, Welch, Dunn, and Dabbs on the floor now for Lee, because second free throw good for Kemp. He's 5 for 5. I have him with 21. Ball comes loose in the front court, taken by Davis, and he's immediately fouled. McCool, guilty of that one, his 4th. Stops the clock with 2:29 to go. Leak up 65-43. They led by just 6 at the half. But they took control of this ball game in the third quarter. Rebels led by 12 after 1, but the first free throw good from Davis. It's in 12. And he's good with a second. 67-43. Mustangs made it a 6-point game right before the half. They finished the half with a flourish, but it's been all Leak in the second half. Leak plays zone here. Just intent to make them take outside shots. Foul line jumper missed by Lee. Dabbs goes up high and gets the rebound. 2:07 to play. Kemp dribbles into the left side, dribbles out of the trap, comes into the paint, and now he'll dribble it back out, and the Leaf fans love it. Passes to Davis, left side. Bennett over on him. They'll knock the ball away. Good hands by McCool. Lamb picks up the loose ball, gets the steal, goes to Bennett. 3 from the right corner off the side of the backboard. Rebound to Welch, and he gets fouled as he heads up into the front court. Should be 5 now on Laws McCool. That is his 5th, so he's disqualified with 1:41 to play. You get the standing ovation from the home crowd on the opposite side, and a applause from the league fans for good effort. He's played hard today. Welch at the free throw line. With a minute 41 to play. Adam with 19. Misses both of them. Rebound Hodges for Pillow. He'll find Lamb way out away from the basket. He'll dribble to the line, put up a contested three that's a little bit long. Lee with the rebound for Pillow, gets it back to Lamb for another attempt, this time short. Bennett will put it, trying to put it up from 12 feet away. He can't get it to go down, and Dabbs rebounds for Lee. Thomas Strength has checked into the game for Leak. A minute 15 to play. He's handling the ball. Also, Parker Thomas in the game. Strength. Nice pass. No look. Down to Dabbs with an easy lay-in for two. And there's a minute left to play, and the Rebels are just putting icing on the cake at this point. Sam Evans in the game. Reed Young into the ball game. Parker Thomas, I think I mentioned him. He's in the ballgame. So the starters all come out. Football's Gunner Scott back in. He played a good bit in the first half. The Sprayberry got in early foul trouble. But it ended up not costing Leak anything in the second half to have three players with three fouls at the break. Under 46 seconds to play. Drive by Lamar Lewis. His shot missed, taken away by Reed Young. Up ahead to the other end. Layup attempt by Parker Thomas, too strong. Rebound out to Cameron Lee. Now Tripp Jones in the ballgame, tries to go reverse layup, loses the ball, and there's a swat knocked out of there. Good play by Sam Evans. 26 seconds to go, 69-43 to score. Leak is going to move on. Now coming in the game, Andrew Lee. See who else is coming in. Jackson Freeney into the ballgame now. Also, don't want to miss Seth Alford. He's in the game, too. Lee going to put up from three, leave it short with 15 seconds to go. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball with 14.3 to play. So we'll bring it up into the offensive end against zone defense. Long three, missed by Jones. It'll go out of bounds. It belonged to Leak with 3 seconds and change. We're going to have a happy outcome in this ball game. Tyler McCall had the ball at midcourt, but let the clock run out. Sportsmanlike thing to do. Didn't launch one, and the buzzer sounds. Great performance from Leak in this opening round as they defeat homestanding Pillar. 69-43, 26-point victory to take this opening ball game in the MAIS North 4A tournament. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back. We've got a lot more coming your way. We've got the Central Electric Power Association post-game report. We'll name our in-sports player of the game. And wrap this one up and get you ready for another game. Girls action coming up in about 45 minutes or so as we clear the gym here. We'll be back. In fact, let's make it 60 seconds because I think they want to go ahead and sweep me out of here. But we'll come back in 60 and wrap this one up. You're listening to Leak Academy Playoff Basketball from Boswell Media Sports.
When it comes to the health and well-being of your four-legged family members, you need to trust the combined 77 years of veterinary experience that you'll find with Dr. Ryan Anderson and Dr. Steve Green at Central Mississippi Animal Clinic. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic is a full-service animal hospital that specializes in both routine and emergency procedures such as medical, surgical, dental, and grooming. Central Mississippi Animal Clinic, conveniently located at 900 Highway 35 South in Carthage, or find them online at cmacvets.com.
Close your eyes. Think of the best Mexican meal you ever had. You're thinking of, no doubt, Los Rodeos in Philadelphia. Well, here's the big news. The nice folks at Los Rodeos are open at a new location. It's El Rodeo. That's right, same great food, staff, and atmosphere in their new location. El Rodeo, now at Highway 16 in Choctaw. It's time to let all your friends know. The absolute best Mexican food now has a new location. El Rodeo, Highway 16 in Choctaw.
Boswell Media Sports.
Welcome to the Central Electric Power Association post-game report, and happy outcome in this opening game in the MAIS North 4A tournament as Leak defeats Pillow 69-43. The Rebels led 33-27 at the half and then got a 16-point lead out at the end of the third quarter and put it on ice with plus 10 in the fourth quarter. They're trying to sweep everybody out of the gym, which they have to do with the regulations. And so I'm going to try to keep this brief, but we will tell you leading scorers in this ball game for Pillow. Drew Lamb, the only Mustang in double figures, he had 10, all of them in the first half, and Lawrence McCool had 8 to lead the way for Pillow, who winds up 7-12 on the season, and their trip comes to an end. But for Lake, 5 players scored, and 3 in double figures. Clay Kemp led the way with 21. He had 4 junction threes in the ball game, made 2 more shots from the field, and was a perfect 5 for 5 at the free throw line for 21. I got Rich Welch with 19. He made 1 junction three, and the rest of his points, 8 2-point shots in the game. He went 0-for-2 at the free throw line to finish with 19. Hagan Davis finishes the afternoon in double figures with 13. He made 3 junction threes, and then went 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for 13. Nearly getting the double figures was Henry Dabbs off the bench. He ends up with 9 for the afternoon, and Garrett Dunn had 8 off a couple of twos, and then he went 4 out of 5 at the free throw line. So pretty good afternoon at the charity stripe for the Leak Academy Rebels, who improved to 11-16, and more importantly, earn a spot in the semifinals of this tournament on Friday against the Magnolia Heights and Lamar School winner. Another great note to make, Henry Dabbs really strong in the second half with the blocks. I think he finished with unofficially with 5 blocks in that second half. So we'll have the boys playing according to the bracket. I'll take a look at it one more time and make sure I'm getting it right for you. They will play Friday at 5 p.m. against the Lamar and Magnolia Heights winner. The other bracket games later today, Starkville and Washington, they'll play in here at 5. And then at 7 tomorrow, it'll be Heritage taking on Bio Academy. But we're getting ready at the top of this hour for tip-off at approximately 3 o'clock for Leak and Washington in the girls' bracket. That'll be the first game Leak will play. The winner of that game will play at Friday at 3 against the East Rankin Magnolia Heights winner. But we'll tell you more about that when we get closer to tip-off for girls action. It's time now to name our in-sports player of the game. And that's tough choice. I tell you what, great offensive shooting, particularly in that first half. But we're going to give it to Clay Kemp. He made 4 junction threes in the ball game and put in 21 points to lead the way for the Rebels in this victory over Pillow this afternoon. So congratulations to Clay Kemp. He's your in-sports player of the game. Leak Academy Playoff Basketball on Kix 96 is a production of Boswell Media Sports. We appreciate all our Boswell Media staff. We appreciate Donald doing the great work in the studio, Breck helping us out when we had some third quarter communication troubles that were all located on this end, my end of things, and not there in the studio. We appreciate Melvin providing me a lot of information to help me step in for him today. And we appreciate Laura, Lisa, all the sales and staff, and, of course, Melissa Townsend heading things up day-to-day at Boswell Media. So we're going to take just a short break, and we're going to come back about 5 minutes before the tip of the girls' game, scheduled for 3 o'clock, and I think we're going to be pretty much on schedule. It might be a few minutes late, but just keep your radio or your computer tuned in right here on Kix 96. You won't miss a thing. We'll come back about 5 minutes or so before the tip-off of the girls' game and get you set for the Lady Rebels and the Lady Generals of Washington School. Until then, we'll say see you shortly. See you later. inside the next hour or so from Greenwood. I'm Philip Palmertry, thanking you for listening to Leak Academy Playoff Basketball, a production of Boswell Media Sports.